This is Steve Kosos with the Marie Drake Planetarium. I'm going to talk about the James Webb Space Telescope and a new meteor shower, the Tau Herculids. Now, the James Webb Space Telescope was launched on Christmas Day 2021. It was named after the NASA administrator, James Webb, who worked at NASA from 61 to 68. He was instrumental in the beginning of the Apollo program. The James Webb Space Telescope is a much larger mirror than the Hubble Space Telescope. It's 6.5 meters versus 2.5 meters for the Hubble Telescope. And the purpose of that is to be able to observe much fainter objects and also objects in longer wavelengths of light from red light to the infrared. So this means that the James Webb Telescope will be able to observe much fainter and much older objects in our universe. And the Marie Drake Planetarium is a host for the imagery from the James Webb Telescope, which should be available the end of June. Now, another interesting event, and this only happens once or twice a century, is we have a new meteor shower, the Tau Herculid shower. And meteor showers are created when comets break up. Comets are dirty snowballs. When they break up, the fragments, when they intersect the Earth's atmosphere, become what we call a meteor shower. And the Tau Herculid shower is from a comet that broke up in 1995, and there's predictions that it might be a very strong display. It won't be visible here in Alaska. You have to be in the south to see it well. This is Steve Kosos with the Marie Drake Planetarium. Thank you for listening. We're doing public shows again. Our schedule is on our website at mariedrakeplanetarium.org. Thank you.